You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All 32. So, for me on All 32 today, I want to talk about replay assists. We didn't get to this yesterday on the show. We all know the moment on Sunday Night Football. Ball carrier appears to be short for the Texans. That's the call on the field. Very quickly after that, after replay assists, the ball carrier reached the line to gain. It's a first down for Houston. We're like, huh? Andy Reid proceeds to try to challenge it. And immediately in the press box, we're all like, well, that is the review. Like, what, you're going to challenge the same people that are trying to...
And you guys probably thought he was stupid because you weren't listening to the TV broadcast at the time.
Well, yeah. It's just the idea of...
Fair.
If
why are you challenging something that they already reviewed?
They already reviewed it, so you're not going to win a challenge. The ref said, well, he doesn't have to challenge it because replay assist was wrong. So... One, it was bizarre. Also, is this not a problem that I don't know about you guys. I thought replay assist when they assisted on the replay, like it was good. It was correct.
I got to say,
like the call, not in that instance, but like in general, if I tell you any other game you watch this year and we're like, oh, replay assist buzzed in and said it's this. We all assume that that was essentially a challenge from upstairs and they were doing the correct call. Now I have question replay assist. You're telling me they're screwing it up or did the ref just miss here? The only explanation I can understand is the ref has an earpiece. They say, hey, the ball carrier was short of the line to gain, and he heard it wrong, and he said, replay assist said it's a first down, and then they're like, no, we didn't say that, pal.
I got to say,
I don't know.
The only reason I don't think that happened is the amount of time it took. They were getting ready to run a play. Andy had to throw the flag, so they didn't run a play and actually take a look at the thing. I think had Andy not said anything, they would have allowed that to stand as a first down and force him to make the play. I now, just to be clear, infinitely trust replay assist way less. Sorry. Already didn't like replay anyway. Think they get things wrong all the time. Hell, I still think the, was it the Ravens? What was the one where he made like four steps with the football in his hand in the end zone and then they didn't end up calling it a touchdown? The Ravens game, right? Against the Steelers?
Isaiah Likely, yeah.
I still think that's a touchdown. Wait, am I seeing something different that somebody else isn't?
I think everybody thinks it's a touchdown.
And so, like, this is the part of replay that I still don't like is because there's subjectivity, you're just never going to get all these things right. And now replay assist is changing correct calls on the field, which is insane.
Bizarre.
In its own right. I want to point out something that I think sometimes happens in sports, and this is the difference between box score, because I happen to watch both of these games. I know it's going to be everyone's instinct to be like, look how bad Patrick Mahomes was this year, and look, or this week, and look how bad Jalen Hurts was this week. They both stunk right in this previous Sunday game and cost their chance of winning a football game. I watched both games. One of those quarterbacks stunk significantly worse than the other one, and it was Jalen Hurts. His season has looked awful. They still have a really talented roster, more talented than the Chiefs roster. It's still A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith and an offensive line. And look, they're still hoping to get a left tackle back. The offensive line hasn't been nearly as good. And I do want to give Jalen Hurts the benefit of the doubt when we have these top 10 quarterback conversations. Because, man, when the playoffs come around, that dude just wins. He actually has more passing touchdowns than he did last year, more yards per game than he did last year. He does not pass the eye test other than winning. There's just like, other than winning, I watch Jalen Hurts play football, and I'm like, he's Caleb Williams, but with a better roster. Not that he's talentless, but he is not the reason they win a lot of football games. And last night, that's as bad as I've seen a quarterback play this year.
He was, he's been awesome in two Super Bowls. He's been awesome in two Super Bowls.
Yes.
Any other time you watch him, I don't know how you come away impressed. That's just, like you said, the eye test. You watch him, he looks like an average quarterback out there at times. But in the Super Bowl, to his credit, he was awesome in this past one, and he was awesome even in the one they lost to Kansas City. But in the regular season, operating that offense, when he's not able to do the tush-push, it is a brutal watch. It really is.
Yeah, and they're going to take that thing away from him next year, maybe.
Yep.
And so, like, that part of the offense
he got negative four fantasy football points on one play. He turned the ball over twice.
He threw a pick. They recovered a fumble. He did. And then they stripped the ball from him and took it away again. And then the very next play was a different interception by Justin Herbert that was
And then the one the awful. End of the game in overtime was it was horrendous. No need to throw that football.
Oh, no. They both quarterbacks were bad in the game last night. I'm just saying, like, bad games are not created equal. Please do not lump in this week's performance of Patrick Mahomes in with Jalen Hurts.
From one bird team to another, ooh. I'm going to talk about the Seattle Seahawks because I don't know if it's just
under the
because
radar, the old Seahawks.
I don't know if they're a West Coast team and that's the reason why, or it is not paying enough attention.
It's because I watched Darnold blow it in the final 3 weeks with the Vikings last year and then look awful in the playoffs. The only reason I can't buy in yet is he had Justin Jefferson. He looked like this in Minnesota and then eventually it all crumbled. He has Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. It looks like this again. I'm just worried he'll crumble, Drew. That's the truth.
They are second in the NFL in points per game. They are second in the NFL in points given up on defense. They are one of the best teams on paper, passing and run defending. They got one of the best defenses in the league. And it just feels like people aren't talking about it. And maybe it's Sam Darnold, but I legitimately think that because they're, a game back of the Rams, if they can find a way to win that division, Mike McDonald is winning coach of the year because of the job that he's done in getting Seattle back to where, not necessarily the Legion of Boom necessarily, but in terms of their prowess as a legit contender to potentially make a run, he's at the forefront of that, obviously, doing a great job coaching.
They've been undervalued all season long. I mean, whether we're talking about just narrative-wise or in betting markets, et cetera, they have been a very, very undervalued team. And yeah, in the confines of that offense, Sam Darnold once again looks really, really sharp. I'm not as worried about him falling apart this year as what happened last year. They're not asking him to do the same stuff. They run the ball in the red zone more than any other team in football. They're not asking him to go and do it all and sling the ball around the yard. And then when they do, of course, Jackson Smith and Jigba is putting together an absolutely insane season. I don't know if I agree on the coach of the year part. It depends, Drew. I think it would require Mike Vrabel losing to Buffalo and slipping out of one of the top, the top number one seed. If the Patriots are the number one seed in the AFC, it'll be Vrabel. Now, if they're not, then I think Mike McDaniel does what you said and wins the division. Then I think right now, Mike McDonald at 6-1 is a good bet. But if Vrabel gets the one seed, it's Mike Vrabel's winning the award, and he may not even have to do that.
Can I say that it is genuinely disturbing to look down at the standings and see that the Miami Dolphins, a team who fired everyone essentially except their head coach and just said, we're going to fire you soon. We just haven't gotten around to it yet. Has the same record as the Chiefs.
And the Carolina Panthers.
They've won four games in a row.
Have a better record.
Yeah. Yep.
The Carolina Panthers with Bryce Young.
In a weird way, that one doesn't bother me nearly as much as Miami. Miami had quit on the season. They had lost all of it. And this is where, again, I still think there's I did this last week for All 32. I think there's a 60% chance Mike McDaniel keeps that job.
Well, if they keep winning, they will.
I think there's
the fact that the players
like
back him as much as they do, I think he does. I think as an organization, you have to keep him.
I kind of think there's, and if he doesn't get this job, I guarantee you he's getting one of the jobs that comes over.
100%. I agree.
He will be, he's not like, if you have some pipe dream and he's your guy and you think he's going to be the new offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, I don't think they're getting rid of Nagy, but you get the point. But that pipe dream's dead. He is going to be a NFL head coach somewhere in the year 2026, unless he chooses to just Mike McCarthy did the coaching summit year off or whatever. Maybe he just wouldn't get a job, but sometimes coaches take a year off.
I'll tell you that. Mike McCarthy's going to get a job again this coming offseason. He might be the next head coach of the Giants.
That'd be an interesting one. Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, Mike McCarthy.
And a top 10 pick.
And another top 10 pick. Who did they take this time?
Well, the one mock we looked at had them taking Carnell Tate. So Tate with Neighbors and Dart and Scataboo.
They should take Makai Lemon to pair with him instead.
There you go. There you go. That is all 32.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.